Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben Standing will join us at noon. There was rookie minicamp over the weekend. We'll find out what he learned about the rookies, and we'll have some things that Dan Quinn said in the show as well. This particular segment of the show is brought to you by my good friends at Window Nation. Prepare for the summer heat that will be here before you know it with energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. Their windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast ones from the expensive guys. Their windows are assembled right here in the United States. Make a smart investment now, and you could save money for many years to come. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all their windows, so you can save long into the future. How about this deal right now? Their semi-annual deal of the year. Right now, you get 60% off a house full of windows. For 2 years, you don't have to worry about paying for anything. No down payment, no interest, no monthly payments. That's right. You don't pay anything until the year 2027. If you buy a house full of windows, they'll give you a free entry door. Window Nation's got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've got over 45,000 five-star reviews, and their installers who specialize in windows, many of them have over 15 years of experience. Your windows can be installed in a day or less. Your actual estimate can be done in an hour or less. Call them at 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. Schedule a fast, free, in-home estimate. Mention my name. They'll take good care of you. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. So, Regina Jackson is Jaden Daniels' mother, also his business manager. We have seen Mrs. Jackson, Jaden's mom, around in the past. She did a podcast, Ryan Clark's podcast. What's it called again, Max?
The Pivot.
The Pivot. And I guess this came out over the weekend, and it was 45 minutes long, but there were a couple of sound bites that we wanted to play for you that I actually wanted to hear too, because I have yet to listen to this. But Max picked them out, and these were the two, I guess, that got a lot of the attention. Ryan Clark asked Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mom, about, you know, kind of the, quote, wrong women that may be trying to seek out a relationship with her son. Here's what she said.
Being the good woman you are, also raising a daughter, why have you been so diligent about protecting Jaden from the wrong woman?
So, first and foremost, you know, I have a meme out there, and it's funny. So I can only laugh about it. But the whole girls comment was made, first of all, 2 years when he was at LSU. And it was a question asked, like, what is your biggest fear? And that should be every parent's biggest fear. If you're a star athlete and you're a female in WNBA, that should be your biggest fear is, you know, the men or, you know, the women, because you're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. Our thing is like, I want Jaden to date. I don't want everybody to say I'm putting it on record. My son can date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because, you know, when my kids were little, I did a lot for them. So, and my kids saw that. My father, my background, I worked too hard to allow anybody at any moment to come in and just, you know, take it away.
Yeah. You wrote here that part. Oh, is that this? That's the second soundbite.
She kind of goes on. I want to hear
the rest of that. Let me just mention this because I've heard her speak before. I'm really not paying attention to the daily ins and outs of Regina Jackson and how much she's involved and the dates that apparently she's shown up for that Jaden has or sitting in between Jaden and, I don't know,
Juju Watkins,
the player at SC. I think there was something like that.
There was another thing that went viral. I think it was like over this weekend or like a week ago of Jaden standing next to a girl with his mom in the car. And she even said in the podcast that was a marketing assistant on his team. So a lot of things are getting posted out there without any context.
I mean, social media is hardly the place of, you know, real intelligent thought or conversation. So everybody of any level of intellect, you know, IQ over 10 understands that. We don't know anything. I mean, their relationship, she's very bright, by the way. The one thing that, and I've heard her talk, like just listening to that and one other time, I think she's got
two master's degrees.
Yes. So, and it's her son, and every relationship is different. Look, you know, there is a case to be made that, you know, once you get to a certain age, you know what? They're going to make mistakes, and you don't want them to make mistakes, but they have to be able to sort of advocate for their own, you know, best interests and figure it out on their own and face adversity on their own. I mean, that's a whole other conversation for those of us of a certain age about the difference between us and our own kids. I think, you know, our own kids didn't have to face as many adverse situations and figure it out on their own as maybe we did. And my parents, you know, had totally different, you know, things that they were, that they had to go through that we didn't have to go through. But anyway, I digress. I'm interested in hearing what she says. I'm much more interested in how he plays on Sundays, Sunday nights, Monday nights, and Thursday nights. And, you know, maybe a Friday night. By the way, you know, one game we didn't consider is, what about Washington on Black Friday? We didn't even consider that. But anyway, this was kind of the second part, I think, of that first answer.
Yeah, this is just the continuation.
Yeah, play the rest of it.
I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but my son is 24 and he does have to go through things and he has to learn on his own. And, you know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's, you know, not like some of these other guys. You know, he's really to himself. He's a homebody. He really loves sports. Like, he really is. So I'm trying to work on his afterlife after sports because at some point it does end. And I don't want him to just be like, now what do I do? So I want to keep him involved in the world and, you know, have opened up a lot of doors. Like, I'm in charge of his foundations. You know, we're trying to build facilities and, you know, back in his hometown that are going to help the youth and things like that. So that's what I'm in charge of on top of his everyday business dealings and, you know, like I said, dealing with creative teams. I'm dealing with the creative side. I'm doing the storybooks and how we're positioning him and, you know, all this other stuff. So it's not just about you guys seeing me out and thinking we're just like hanging, partying.
I don't know. I'm just curious, is this making the rounds in terms of like fans being concerned? Because there's nothing concerning about anything I've heard. Yeah. In fact, it all makes total sense to me, and she lays it out very logically. By the way, we don't want Jaden focused on his brand. Let his people, including his mother, focus on the brand stuff. We already dealt with a quarterback here, you know, 13 years ago that was more focused on his personal, you know, outside of football brand. I've gotten the sense, and I bet a lot of you have as well, that Jaden is, you know, homebody isn't the way I would have described it, but she said it, and that doesn't seem or strike as something that is a surprise, but that he is very much into sports and a gym rat when it comes to all of this, which is the best kind of, you know, kind of overall perspective for a young player going into it, football people will tell you. But is there, like, tell me, because I don't follow this. You know, it's just not that interesting to me. I'm hearing this now is interesting to me, but following it on social media is not interesting to me. Are fans like, oh, she's too involved? She's overbearing?
So I haven't seen that kind of reaction. I think a lot of the reaction I've seen is people kind of backing off and being like, okay. People are kind of more realizing like where she's coming from and understanding that she has this background in business and all of this. Like, she's very well qualified to be doing what she's doing. I think people are kind of seeing the bigger picture of it all now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Now, let me just mention, because, you know, Tommy uncovered this months ago. There was the issue with Regina Jackson and Arizona State. She's, I think, essentially been barred to ever being involved in Arizona State sports or football. I'm winging it here because I don't have the exact barring, but she was very much involved in something at Arizona State where she was too involved in helping recruit, and it potentially got the school, you know, put the school at risk. And that was when Herm Edwards, yeah, here it is. Though Daniels shined at LSU for 2 years, Jackson is more known for her time when Daniels was at Arizona State. Jackson is alleged to have paid for flights and lodging for potential recruits of Arizona State who visited during a recruiting dead period, according to 24/7 Sports. For that, the school agreed to disassociate for 5 years with Jackson. The disassociation came as part of a wider investigation into recruiting violations that took place at Arizona State. The school was alleged to have had more than 30 prospects visit Arizona State during the COVID-19 no-visit period, a major infraction that led then-head coach Herm Edwards to agree to a 5-year show-cause penalty. So there is that. But never any sort of suggestions of anything untoward at LSU, but she was implicated by the NCAA in an Arizona State recruiting, you know, issue during that year. But let me just say, two for two on the answers so far that I've heard. Seems like, you know, she clearly is smart and has his best interests and has, by the way, it's a family issue. So we should probably be staying out of it anyway. But it's not what we do here. So give me the last soundbite. Set it up for me, Max. What are we going to hear next?
So a lot of this is, I'm going to have a little difficulty setting this one up. But it's her talking about, like, how the initial question was how much goes into supporting Jaden behind the scenes.
Okay.
And then she also mentions, like, sophomore slump and things like that and the future of kind of his career. So here's what she said.
And you just never know what chess pieces you put in place until you see the final product. And that's what everybody sees now, but they don't realize what it took to see Jaden play on Sundays and become the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And, you know, I remember I did an interview way back in the Miami when we were preseason joint practice with Miami. And I told him about CJ's records, and Jaden has them listed on his phone. And I told the guy he's going to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And he looked at me like, okay. I'm like, you know, but we manifest a lot of things that we want. And I've always taught my kids, what you want, you manifest. And going back to his college days, he has a sign, I will play in the NFL. And, you know, not only playing, I mean, he's cementing his legacy. And, you know, like the sophomore slumps and all that, like, we're not worried about that. Like, boy puts too much time and effort. He really loves this sport, like, to where he would compromise other things just for the love of the game.
I mean, again, you know, manifesting is, you know, basically the equivalent of like goal setting, I would imagine, is what she was saying. Nothing wrong with that. Sounds like, you know, she's bright and has given him a lot of really good parenting advice and now professional advice. I mean, I think the only thing you'd ever get concerned with is, you know, is anything that's going on impacting his ability to stay focused on the thing that he loves the most, which is football? Because him loving football to go and coincide with the talent that he has makes for a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, possibility at the position. I don't know. Listening to her, and I've listened to her, I think, once before, and I forget what it was, she comes off as impressive to me. What do I know, though? Nothing there should be of concern. I mean, yeah, at some point, if, like, literally she's in the middle, you know, driving or dictating who he's dating and who he should see and who he shouldn't, rather than just being a mom or a parent that says, you know what, be careful with this one because she's after the money. All right. Dan Quinn had some stuff to say at minicamp over the weekend. And I've got a, what do you got? Something Charles Barkley said about Nikola Jokic after yesterday afternoon's game 4 in Denver. That's coming next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right. Bring out the brooms, because the Washington Nationals were swept by the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend. They lose 6-1 yesterday. Nathaniel Lowe with the lone home run of the ballgame for the Nationals. The Nats will take on the Braves tonight right here on the Team 980. Nats on Deck starts at 6:45 here on the Team 980. Tonight, we find out the winner of the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. The Washington Wizards hold a 14% chance at the top overall pick. They can land anywhere between the first overall pick and the sixth overall pick. Bub Carrington will be the team representative. NBC just announced that they have added Michael Jordan as a special contributor to the network's NBA coverage starting next season. NBC has secured the rights going forward for the NBA. The Caps will take on the Canes tonight, looking to get going again. They're looking to bounce back after a 4-0 loss on Saturday night. Pregame at 6:45 here on 106.7 The Fan. Logan Thompson is expected to continue to get the start. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.